माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारे, गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारे, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, जमुना तीर वन चारे, जमुना तीर वनचारे, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारे, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारे, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारे, जय वंशपाद परमहंस परिव्रजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमती शिवाय कृष्णभ शरण अरविंद भक्ति विदान स्वामी जगद्गुरु श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। इस्कॉन बिपटी फाउंडर आचार्य जगद्गुरु श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। जय वंशपाद परमहंस परिव्रजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमद इस डिवाइन कृष्ण भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर महाराज श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। नवाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कह कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद की जय। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिर गोवर्धन की जय। ब्रज में वृंदावन धाम की जय। नवदीपमयपुर धाम की जय। जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय। गंगा माई की जय। जमुना माई की जय। भक्ति देवी की जय। तुलसी महारानी की जय। समावेत भक्त वृंद की जय। निताय गौर प्रेमानंद ऑल ग्लोरियस सिंबल डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरियस सिंबल डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरियस सिंबल डिवोटीज, ग्लोरियस श्री श्री गुरु एंड श्री गुरांग। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कांटो 7 चैप्टर नंबर 7 एंड टेक्स्ट नंबर 23। देह तो सर्वसंघातः जगत तस्थुः इति द्विधा अत्रैव मृग्यः पुरुषः न इति न इति अतत् त्यजन् देहस्तु सर्वसंगातो जगत्तस्तुरिति द्विधा अत्रैव मृग्यपुरुषो नेति नेति त्यजत्यनन् देहस्तु सर्वसंघातो जगत्तस्थूरिति द्विधा अत्रैव मृग्यपुरुषो नेति नेतित्यत्यजन् देहस्तु सर्वसंघातो जगत्तस्थूरिति द्विधा अत्रैव मृग्यः पुरुषो नेति नेति त्यजन् Sarva Sanghataha, a combination of 24 elements. Jagat, seen to be moving, tastuhu, and standing in one place. Iti, thus, dvidha, two kinds, atreva, in this matter, mrigyaha, to be searched for. Purushaha, the living entity, the soul, na, not, iti, thus, na, not, iti, thus, iti, in this way, atat, what is not spirit, tyajan, giving up. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. There are two kinds of bodies for every individual soul. A gross body made up of five gross elements and subtle body made up of three subtle elements. Within these bodies, however, there is spirit soul. One must find the soul by analysis saying, this is not it, this is not it. Thus one must separate spirit from the matter. As previously stated, sarvam yatha gravasu hemakara kshetresu yogaistad abhigyah apnoyat. An expert in the study of soil can find out where gold is and then dig there. He can then analyze the stone and test the gold with nitric acid. Similarly, one must analyze the whole body to find within the body the spirit soul. In study of one's own body, one must take himself whether his head is the soul, his finger is his soul, his hand is the soul, and so on. In this way, one must gradually reject all material elements and the combination of the material elements in the body. Then, if one is expert and follow the acharyas, then he can understand that he is the spirit soul living within the body. The great acharyas, Krishna begins his teachings in Bhagavad Gita by saying, Dehi no asmin yatha dehe, kaumaram yavvanam jara tatha dehantara praptis dhiras tatra namuhyati. As the embodied soul continually passes in this body from boyhood to youth to old age, the soul similarly passes into another body at death. The self-realized soul is not bewildered by such a change. This is in Bhagavad Gita, 2nd chapter, 13th verse. The spirit soul passes the body and is within the body. This is the real analysis. The soul never mixes with the bodily elements. Although the soul is within the body, it is separate and always pure. One must analyze and understand his self. This is self-realization. Neti-neti is analytical process of rejecting matter. By expert conducting such an analysis, one can understand where the soul is. One who is not expert, however, cannot distinguish gold from earth, nor the soul from body. Om Jnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalaka Chakshul Militan Yena Tasmai Sri Gurve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Juta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Deena Bandho Jagatpati Gopesh Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Shri Hari Pri Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyevacha Patidanam Pavane Bhyo Vaishnave Bhyo Namo Namaha Namaha Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Sarasate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This is a beautiful verse, and it applies to every kind of transcendental. Today, haha, yeah. both impersonalist and personalist, they go through rough time to find out the soul or even the super soul. Soul is the common platform for any transcendentalist. All right, but it is said analytical study means the one which is not soul, you must reject. Don't stick around with any particular process and in the hope, just like the modern scientists. They are bound to explore more and more, even though they are failing. The pages of Veda will also fail a transcendentalist, and it is difficult to find soul or super soul, because it's transcendental in nature and they have to accept a transcendental process. Prahlad Maharaj will reveal later on. This word neti-neti is applicable to both impersonalist and personalist. And many, many great Vaishnava poets, accepted that. Like Narasimha Mehta, Shat Darshan Ma Kholyo Na Lage, Smruti Kare Khavasi. You depend upon the realized conclusion which are given in the Smriti Shastras, not Shruti. Vedas are called Shrutis. But the realizations of pure devotees are Smritis. So, you cannot find the soul on a particular location, or it cannot come and captured in your hand simply by... You reject what is that? Tulsidas also says that Pothi Padi Jagamuva Pandit Bayanakoi. Pothi means all this compilation of the Vedas. You can become Pandit. No. Pandit means one who has realized the absolute truth about the soul, which is transcendental to all bodily compositions. So Prahlad is telling his friends to reject. This is not the way. Why are you going to waste time in studying the Vedas? One may become a Vedi, Dvivedi, Trivedi and Chaturvedi. Even they get tired of spelling out Chaturvedi, so they say he's a Chobe. You are familiar, right, with all this nomenclature of the surname, even Chobe, Dube, Tibbe, and Chobe. Mathura is famous for his Chobe. Mathura is famous for Chobe, Chaturvedi, Brahmanas. Even Sanatan Goswami was entrusted in a Chaturvedi Brahman. Advaitacharya found Madan Mohan under Advaita Vat, right? And then entrusted one Chaturvedi Brahman in Mathura. He said, my disciple will come and get the deities. So you hand over to him. So when Sanatana Goswami came, after all the instruction he received at Chandrasekhar, in Varanasi. No, I'm sorry. Dashashvamesh Ghat in Prayag. Rupa Goswami got it in Varanasi. So, he had to go to this Chobeji's house. Generally, Chobejis are recipient of Mahaprasad. They become like me, more than me even. They may be expert, but to find out conclusion of the Vedas, which is about the spirit soul or the supreme soul or as Paramatma who is sitting, that is the reality. You will fail. The process is different. So here Prahlad Maharaj is indicating, don't waste time in this. Rather, if you analyze, don't be enamored, just reject it. Because it will not give you correct information how to realize soul. But because the creation is a bewildering process, Prabhupada mentions about the 24 elements. We always talk about 24 elements that Lord Krishna created. He created, and then Brahma did permutation and combination of these 24 elements and made different kinds of mixtures to provide a medium. So particular, then the three modes of material nature were mixed in it, in more or less degree, and the nature of the person or the psyche, which is very subtle. That is psychology. Psychology is a study of three modes of material nature. You know? And so analytical study of the elements, psychological of study of the modes of material nature, both will fail. Don't waste your time. And if you are inclined to find in the Vedas, then you have to use the discrimination, not this, not this. Don't trust it, because it is not the conclusion. How can you find an entire material particle in material? So split the atom. We talked about that too. So nuclear fission came into existence. But they think, this is real power giving. Let me make a bomb and control the whole world. So total diversion, you know, from the aim of finding the source of energy, which is entire material. Material energy is inert. So don't depend upon description of the Vedas, which is also describing how the bodies came out. In Purusha Sukta slokas, how different species of life was generated from different organs of the Virata Rupa. But it is bewildering. Tene Brahma Radaya Adhika Muhyanti Yat Suraya. This permutation and combination of the gross and subtle elements is so much bewildering to even the demigods. They can find. Even the children can say, how from mere air, sun becomes the source of energy and all transformation. The space is there. So gradual, and yat sureham muhyanti. Muhyanti means they get bewildered. Vedas are really bewildering. They may take you, but naiti, this is not the characteristic of the soul. It is not the composition. So Prahlad Maharaj is teaching the same thing to children. If you go through pages of the Vedas or the compilation of all the informations about the creation, sustenance and dissolution, don't trust. It is a waste of time. And if you happen to be inclined to, then use this process, neti, 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 reject. All our Vaishnava poets also say the same thing. Are we studying the Vedas? or we are studying the conclusion of the Vedas, the Srimad Bhagavatam. In the conclusion, it starts from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Janmadhyasya Yata. Even his appearance and activities are so bewildering, and our subject matter is to theoretically, philosophically, and experientially identify. He's not a lump of energy, but he is energetic. Not everybody is inclined. People are afraid about the studies of the Veda. So afraid, they stick to become atheistic. It's better. To remain atheistic is better. Just at least you can experience that you are enjoying. If you are miserable, counteract with enjoyment. However it is temporary, but never yield. If you need to expose your reality, you may take some other birth, but enjoy now and become more forgetful. But human life is very precious. It cannot be wasted. It cannot be wasted after studying even the Vedas. But realize soul give us conclusive aspect. So cultivate a faith that can be verified. Because if we are after the conclusion, and you cannot make conclusion the ultimate aim. You cannot get satisfied by looking superficially. Get to the end point of the conclusion, because there is a definite point of our enlightenment to find out our reality. That will make us real happy. So impersonalist bent upon Sachidananda effect, and that can be only achieved if one becomes self-realized. That is their target. They may study only a qualitative part and parcel of the Supreme Whole, that is Atma. Right? They have to go for even meditation, and they will do it. But they still have an opposite nature. It may not be conducive. Just to get satisfied with the qualitative equal nature of the Supreme Lord and Himself, rather they will look for making them wholesome. Even a part and parcel wants to become wholesome. So this is impersonalism. They reject the Supreme Personality aspect, but they want to become supreme. It's an envious mentality. So, however, the process is very, very linear, not going round and round. The Vedas will take you round and round and not come to the conclusion. But it is a very linear progression, and it is given. Bhakti was there before, but according to time, place and circumstances, the process of bhakti was becoming obscure. It was one of the last thing to be achieved, right? Because it takes you to the target of the reality of the soul and experience of our own self. Vidyate radaya granthi chindyanti sarvasamshaya kshiyante chasya karmani drashta eva atmanishvare. The fact you also see through the eyes of a reality which is within your own heart, your own self, and the Supreme Ishwar, who is your controller. Means the soul and the super soul both will be revealed simultaneously. So personal experience is far better than heaps of theoretical, you know, jugglery. Prahlad Maharaj was very practical. It doesn't want to waste time. Shand and Amarka, they were the teachers. They might be teaching impersonalism or atheism, but through the pages of Vedas. Because Vedic study was the only thing available. But the aim is completely different. Vedas can make you atheist also. Not only impersonalist, but atheist also. How you take the selective aspect. It is very, very mind-boggling. You can't think. So, don't be satisfied by reading the Vedas. Prabhupada gave us conclusive aspects of realized fact, how to go about. And Prahlad is teaching this. So, this is a very important lesson that we have to learn what is the difference between realized knowledge and theoretical knowledge? Children, what is the difference between theoretical or bookish knowledge and realized knowledge, means practical knowledge? Okay, big boys. Professor, that theory is made from propositions, and propositions are coming from assumption, but no practical application is there. Right? So, for the Vedic study, you have to utilize your laboratory and the brain itself, analyze. Don't get satisfied till you reach the substance that you are after it. It requires a lot of purification, isn't it? To extract, say, gold is here, then example is there. A person who is a gold digger, you know, he also has knowledge of how to isolate gold from the raw rock. But then it has to purify, coming up to 99.99%. pure, still there will be some left. But that is the process in alchemy and even chemistry, to purify the substances that are looking after. So in modern science, they are looking for some substances which are complex and extract from plants like steroids and other chemicals. They are very complex. But one who knows, they can extract up to a certain extent. But what is the most remedial aspect of that particular complex molecule, they will not reach. So why to waste time? What is the difference between Ayurveda and modern science? Ayurveda will deal with the wholesome aspect of medicine. Other guys want to refine. But there is no cure either in the Ayurveda or... So attention has to be directed, redirected in application of Ayurveda. If you visit in Kerala, there are so many Ayurvedic clinics, hospitals, and everybody is a sadhu who is running it. Everybody is a sadhu. They have undergone so much stern training because they are dealing with life sciences. All right? Sadhus run. Now Christian sadhus are also taking over the Ayurveda in Kerala. Big institutions. But they have to undergo very stern discipline. Now, how can you expect that from a patient to go under stern medicine? I have gone through both naturopathy and other things, and everybody is asking time. The professional Ayurvedic hospital, big hospital, they will ask you how many days you are going to stay here. It's completely, what are you going to do? Do you have some kind of... But when I gave up everything, because it was not working, I went to the modern hospital. They will not ask me how many days. They will determine how many days I'm going to stay. And they will extract more money. The aim is completely different. In 6 days I ended up spending about 5 lakhs of rupees. Just in 6 days. But they did some help. They did not cure me. So all these complex processes, we should not waste time. But rather depend upon realized knowledge. Prahlad is giving realized knowledge. And realized knowledge also descends. The prestige of a university is the quality of education. Right? So the sampradaya vihina te mantra te nishphalamata, without the proper descending process in a particular school of thought they don't want to waste time after the Vedas, but conclusion of the Vedas. What is the conclusion with this? Krishna. Veda ischa sarvaihi aham eva vedya vedanta krit veda videva chaham. I told you this story one time. In 1980, I went to India, and I went to my hometown. We had a local newspaper, Friend of Gujarat, okay, Gujarat Mitra. All right, I read an article. It was very satirical. He was quoting slokas from Bhagavad Gita. To find the conclusion, Krishna is telling Bhagavad Gita to emphasize he is the conclusion. But now this guy got some off-track idea. And satirical means he was little fun-oriented to make a joke from the sloka of Bhagavad Gita. He says, sarvasya chaham radisannivishto mattah smritir gnana pohanam cha vedaischa sarvaihi aham eva vedya vedanta krita vedya vedeva chaham. He uses this. But sarvasya cha aham, he said, sarvasya, out of many, cha, the tea. I am that tea. Tea is God, Krishna. Tea is the reality. If I don't have tea, my day will be upset. It is so much hooking. So people use different ideologies. And cardinal truth either is laughed out or, just avoided. So what makes the cardinal truth, which is based on love and faith and execute according to the prestige of our university, which is called Amnaya means sampradaya vihina mantrate nishphala mata. We are connected to the unbroken chain of disciplic succession, right? Cultivate faith on the strength of qualitative learning. Depend upon the realization of our predecessor acharyas, right? This kind of, off-track interpretations just for earning some money. I still remember, because it's an insult, they are frustrated. Now, that's why they take as a joke. And about the sun, the laboratory that we were talking, many times I cited in the border of France and Geneva to split the atom, the sun laboratory, they put 20-foot high Nataraj Murthy in their reception hall. 20-foot high. The ceiling is so big and proportion, because in the ring of Nataraj, the fireballs are there, right? And Nataraj is the deity. At the time of devastation, he make a cosmic dance and everything is inundated, right? So the scientists take the most primitive idea, according to the most primitive idea, to be applied Because splitting an atom means you are putting a death of an atom. Atom is split, and they think Higgs boson will come out. Antiparticles, they do come, but then again they are baffled. They can't pinpoint which is responsible for this existence. Isn't it? It is given. And how come Kanad Rishi is developing atomic theory in those days? And Kanad is said to be an atheist. Jaimini, even though he speaks Srimad Bhagavatam by the request of Janmejaya, son of Parikshit Maharaj, to celebrate his father's memory, they do yajna. And in Brihad Bhagavatamritam, it's not imaginary, but it is a realized aspect. Because, after all, Parikshit Maharaj got the conclusion before him. And we know that even though a snake bite was the apparent cause, but prior to the snake bite happens, he was already liberated. So to give a good escape before, we miss the point, is intelligent. Therefore, antakale cha mameva smaran muktva kaleva ram saprayati madbhavam. Madbhavam means what? Nature, the transcendental nature. Jati natra samshaya, there should not be doubt, you will come to me. So, madbhavam means conclusion of Lord Krishna's part and parcel will be satisfied there. Our search for the reality, self-realization or Paramatma realization is guaranteed. Vidyate radaya granthi chindyanti sarva samshaya kshiyante chasya karmani drashta eva atmanishvare. Simply by hearing and chanting the glories of the Supreme or the character and that is described in the holy name, if you serve that holy name, Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Sloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishthiki. That is the cardinal truth. If you need to experiment, do it. Analyze it. You don't have to go through this neti-neti process. It's a waste of time. But the process is there. It applies to everybody. Because we start our state from ignorance. So ignorance means we are atheist. And the degree of our ignorance, we are known as atheist. I believe and you believe. This belief system without verification is not approved. Can I stop here? Or we have time? Today Srila Prabhupada incorporated his scorn for our help. Why Prabhupada selected only Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita and Chaitanya Charitamritam to be studied. And rest of the books he you know, compiled from within this three literatures, which was getting lost because of influence of time. Sakalena mahata yogo nashta parantapa. It's about to, because external research in the Vedic study is a waste of time. And actually it is in self-study you have to also apply not this. I have found out my soul in my biceps muscles. Then why don't you worship it only? These people who are bodybuilders, you know, they build only the shape, not strength. They are the weakest people. No, really. They only make you fearful simply in look. But they are the weakest people. They are strong. They are not that strong even. And while in the boxing match arena, you do not see big build-up, strong muscular body to come and fight. No. They are relatively very simple looking people, but they fight with so much strength. That's the fact. Bodybuilding doesn't mean. Take the samurais. They have big bodies only, but they have no muscular body. They are fatty people, round ball like football. But you can see the immense strength in them. Nobody beats them. So like that. Our efforts to concentrate on mastering something becomes aimless. And when we get lost in the jungle of the word jugglery, you know, Prabhupada is saving us that the study of Vedas is not important. Jiva Goswami wrote Sat Sandarbha to defeat all the impersonalists and Mayavadis. That is rare. But if you are, say, education oriented to give, that's Prabhupada's study systematically. Become Bhakti Shastri, Bhakti Vaibhav, Bhakti Vedanta, and Bhakti Sarvabhauma. Now, Prabhupada never mentioned, did they? About Bhakti Sarvabhauma? The think tank is here to administer essential studies systematically. So don't be afraid. It is so beneficial to understand. We have to be very selective in conclusive literatures. We can't waste time where we are told that after all you have to reject this is not. Neti. It is applied to both impersonalist as well as personalist. They say Ved is Mata. Ved Mata. She is the source of all generations of even indicating conclusion aspect. But you will not find the name Krishna in all the four Vedas. Krishna Yajurveda is there. Krishna Yajurveda is there, but they call simply Yajurveda. But you will not get any statement, the conclusive aspect, that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is the source of everything. Only in Bhagavad Gita. But Bhagavad Gita is compiled only with 700 slokas. It is one chapter in the jungle of Mahabharata. And that is the most essential aspect. We do not conduct classes on Mahabharata, can you? It's a story. I just watch in the videos, but we do not conduct. That is highly political even. It's mind-boggling, but still, we may appreciate how complicated, social structure was. Lot of norms. So anyway, conclusion is given in Bhagavad Gita. So unknowingly also everybody studies Bhagavad Gita. Right? Even impersonalists study Bhagavad Gita in their way. One time Srila Prabhupada was sitting in Mumbai in his room, and Srinathji Prabhu brought some students from Chinmayanand Mission to visit. So they came, and they respectfully, did the primary, Shishtachar, etiquette, fine, everything was fine. And Prabhupada welcomed them, and then Prabhupada started questioning. So what is the conclusion of Bhagavad Gita? And they got their lips sealed. About a minute passed, and Prabhupada says, after all, we study Bhagavad Gita for the conclusion. Oh, Swamiji, there is no conclusion in Bhagavad Gita, because every day you read one verse, you get different meaning. The same verse you repeat, you will get a different meaning. There is no conclusion. And Prabhupada became so angry, he thumped. Who said there is no conclusion? You may not know. Does it mean that we do not know or others do not know? Oh, Swamiji, we just came to have your darshan. And Swami, did you have my darshan? Yes. And Prabhupada changed the subject. Okay, give them prasad and let them go. See? Can't waste time with them. Now this is real fact. So we should not waste time. And Prahlad Maharaj is also telling, don't waste time. Just reject. This is not it. This is not it. Analytical study means you have to come to the conclusion. If we are given ready-made conclusion, why do we have to go for other side studies? Conclusive study. After all, it is the matter of study. Universities are not going to teach you. But you are still hankering to build a career. Watch out. All the carriers are reaching to the stomach only, except the carrier of Krishna consciousness. So why to waste time in studying? Suraj, have some basic study. Know how to read, write, and think. They will say, "Oh, Maharaj, don't tell our children like this." Because we have high aspirations from them. But why do we have to regret after going to schools and colleges and universities and do neti neti? There also we have to do neti neti because it is not making us reach to the conclusion. We have to, this is not it. So after many, many years, we become old, invalid to understand, so we lose the interest in the real study. So while you are young, take up the advantage of the instructions of Prahlad Maharaj. Even a 5-year-old, but realized soul is there. It does not depend upon the bodily age to convey the absolute truth. You are 5-year-old? More? 6? Oh my God, you are old. So, anybody has any question or comments? Yes.
Thank you so much, Maharaj. Beautiful class. Thank you so much. Today morning I was listening to Prabhupada lectures. Even if you are a devotee of Lord Shiva, you are atheist. Can you please explain that?
Even though you are
devotee of Lord Shiva, you are an atheist.
You are?
Atheist.
Atheist. Which Lord Shiva? If you are worshipping Lord Shiva as the one who has taken the charge of Mother Nature, material nature, as Prakriti or Mother Parvati, right? Then certainly it is leading to atheism. Because we are missing the point. Lord Shiva is the transformation of Shankarshan. When he himself is meditating on his original Rupa, why do we have to worship him? We have to worship through the transcendental aspect of Shankarshan, Anantashesh, So, he was also born as one of the Prajapati, like Brahma, came out from the Brukuti of Brahma. But Sadashiva is a different story. Yeah. or Lord Shiva of the devotional nature is also a different story. And he becomes guard in Mahakalapura, that the last layer of material existence. He is placed there to prevent any imposter like impersonalist who are targeting Brahma Jyoti. But Mahakalapura is very on a borderline of Virja, and Brahma Jyoti is also very bright there. So impersonalists are trapped there by Lord Shiva there, and he sends them back. Right? So he's a devotee, and he's always meditating on his original form by chanting Mahasankarshan mantra. You have seen the beads in his hand. The whole family is so much renounced. They don't have a place to stay. They don't quarrel, even though all the opposites are there with the nature. Otherwise, he was born as a Prajapati, and he produced Bhairava, mode of ignorance entities who are nothing but destroyers. So Brahma could not remain successful in entrusting all the big rishis and to become Prajapati. Therefore, he produced Manu and Shatrupa, who are progenitors of mankind. So we are direct descendants of Manu and Shatrupa, and we have also been given the same functions. But Lord Shiva was completely rejected. So Brahma told him, stop being Prajapati, you are not fit to become a Prajapati. You may control, you may smash false ego, that's okay. But go and meditate. So we always see Lord Shiva in a devotee form, a very ascetic form. So, to understand Yastu Narayanam Devam Brahma Rudrati Daivatam Samatvena Vikheta Sa Pakhandi Bhavet Dravam. Pakhand means hypocrites. So therefore, Narayan is the origin. If Lord Shiva worships Narayan, why don't you? So worshippers of Lord Shiva are atheists. Anybody who is not worshipping Narayan is an atheist. Lord Shiva is not an atheist. But if you worship Lord Shiva, you are an atheist.
If the spiritual master is spiritual master's parents can be atheists, kids can be atheists.
Naturally, they go yanti devrata devan pitrun yanti pitruvata. But Krishna says, madhyajine api mam. So, they may go to the Pitrulokas, or higher than is Devalokas or Swargalokas. They will meet material body of Lord Shiva. Totally influenced by mode of ignorance. Can you stand before a person in predominant mode of ignorance? You will become fearful. What are you going to gain? So, we are not insulting Lord Shiva, but we are underestimating who the origin of Lord Shiva is. So, an atheist is not going to be benefiting, rather he will become more harmful. The demons were worshipping Lord Shiva. Right? Does it mean that they are very pious people? No. They are atheists. They always fight with Krishna.
Can we say if you are not a devotee of Krishna, you are an atheist?
Yes.
Thank you.
Plain and simple. Krishna is the origin of all the avatars. If Krishna is also subsequently transfer himself into Lord Shiva, Krishna is there. But Lord Shiva in transformation cannot go back to his origin. Kshiram yatha dadhi vikayar vishesha yogat sanjayate nahi tata pratagasti heto ya shambhutam api tatha samupeti karyat govindam adi purusham tamaham bhajami. You cannot turn yogurt into milk again. That is a special position. But for the purpose of samupeti karya, to withdraw the whole existence. Okay.
Oh, Hare Krishna Maharaj, thank you for the nice class. Maharaj, you explained that we should not waste our times in these naturopathy medicines and Ayurveda and stuff. We should depend on spiritual knowledge. So Maharaj, I would like to ask, when we become sick, when we have fever, when we have illness, we have to depend on the medicines to cure us so that we can quickly recover and do bhakti. In that time, we can't depend on Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, that won't recover us. So how to understand this?
You can become a doctor, but that career goes only up to stomach. It's maintaining the body and soul together, but you have to go through so much excruciating competition and exercises to become doctor. Probably every parent cannot afford, right? So relatively, it is becoming a little waste, right? And the doctors are also obsessed. Only a few doctors can become devotee, but most of the doctors do not want to. They have impersonalist idea that, oh, we are doing welfare to the everything, so we are well off. After all, janaseva, prabhuseva, means serving humanity is service to Krishna. But it is not. More doctors are needed to heal spiritually. So our doctors are becoming devotees. Spiritual healing is more important. Healing means they should have knowledge that they are not this body. All the doctors do not necessarily know that you are not the body. They say, you are the body. They can only treat the body, not the soul. A real doctor is the one who treats the soul. Prahlad Maharaj was a doctor, right? He is treating the souls. So which doctor you will become? Only medical doctor?
Spiritual
doctor. Good. You can become both, but you will have to give up one at the end. Neti. Neti. You will not find Krishna in medical practice. All right?
Thank you, Maharaj.
Yeah. Can you find Krishna in dentistry?
But I can serve through dentistry or anything I have, Guru Maharaj. So that
service is there. Everybody is a servant, nobody is a master. Ekale Ishwar Krishna arsabhi bratya. Jahara iccha abhi tabhi nachaya nrutya. We dance only, but He makes us dance. We are not dancing voluntarily. We are forced to dance by the three modes of material nature. I can't compensate the service attitude with devotional service.
Guru Maharaj, thank you very much for this excellent class. Since Vedas were mentioned, and I have had this doubt about Vedas. In chapter 9, Lord Krishna says, Rik Sam, He says, Pita Aham Asya Jagata Mata Dhata Pitama Vedyam Pavitram Omkara Rik Sam Yaju. So He only mentions three. He doesn't mention other Vedas. Later on He says, Sri Vidya Maham Som Pabut. Only three. And some like the criticizers of Vedic knowledge, they often say that Vedas are not millions of years old. They've come recently. Before they were three, now they are four. That's why I want to clear this doubt. Why Lord Krishna only...
There was only one Veda. And Vyas means the divider. I was also Vyas means divider. the divider. Or what we call radius and the dividing line
diameter.
Of a circle.
Diameter.
I can't hear.
Diameter.
Diameter means very wise measurer. Meter means to measure. Dia means wise. Not met. Anyway, Vyasadeva divided one Veda into four. That's what we learn. Therefore He was known as Vyasa. I couldn't divide anybody, you know. But I prevented myself being divided. Okay.
But Guru Maharaj, like we also hear that Lord Brahma has been singing the Vedas from like each Ved from one of His four mouths. So how do we understand that? Like Vyasadeva is only dividing it at the end of Dwapar Yuga, but Brahmaji has been singing it since the inception of the current universe, isn't it?
Can't you attend four conferences on Zoom? They are being broadcasted. There are many mouths. Brahma had only four. Other Brahmas have millions of mouths. And they are constantly glorifying Lord Shri Krishna. If our Brahma has four mouths, He uses four mouths to glorify. But because there were four Vedas, and every mouth is engaged, so they selected the topics of each Veda. So, what are the contents of the Veda? Why there are four divisions? Vedas are supposed to be the mother of knowledge. But even though they are so expansive in nature, the sutras are there in the condensed form. And they need expansion and they need expansion to explain. And expansion depends upon one's own realization. Right? So there is no end to the Vedic knowledge. Right. Vyasadeva Himself, when He divided into four, He still feels not satisfied. Every Veda, every chapter has an Upanishad. And He collectively put up 108 Upanishads. Right? And still he was not satisfied. Then he wrote histories. And the historical record, even about Ramayana, is attributed to Vyasadeva, even though Valmiki wrote it. Because Ramayana has been repeated every Treta Yuga. Alright? And Vyasadeva's business is to recompile. So Vedic literatures are compiled not only once, but recompiled every millennium. You know, Haigriva Avatar comes in every millennium because the Vedas are being stolen by the Asuras, Kaitava. So prevent. So it's not that what is the source of Vedas only for? It's for us in this millennium. Right? But Vyasadeva was still dissatisfied. So he started writing histories, Puranas. How many Puranas there? 17 Puranas were done, and still he was dissatisfied. Because there was no coming to conclusion, so he was despondent. And his spiritual master came to his aid, Narad Muni came. He knew. Even after compiling so much information about the material nature, one is challenged to seek out the spiritual nature, because that is their reality. Indications are there, but no methodology has ever been described in any of the literature conclusively. So Narad Muni chastised Vyasadeva. Chastisement. What good did you do by compiling Vedas? You didn't do nothing, no welfare, real welfare. As eternal benefit. You are empowered incarnation of Krishna. And you have failed to do your duty. Even though you know, it becomes obscured that you forgot to mention the mercy of the Lord. So why don't you compile the literature? You may rewrite something, but doesn't matter. But it should be filled with the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the cause of all causes, and He is also your cause. You forgot to mention in a specific, so write a literature which will be transcendental in nature and does not have any influence of the three modes of material nature. And that is Srimad Bhagavatam. He did it. Nigama kalpa taror galitam phalam sukam khadravyam amrutam sayutam Srimad Bhagavatam pibatara samalayam muhuraho rasika bhuvi bhavuka. So who the hell cares how many Vedas, controversy? Don't get lost. Neti, neti. Do it. But Srimad Bhagavatam. Iti, iti.
Hari Bol. Thank you very much, Guru Maharaj. Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki
jai.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srila Gurudev ki jai. Ki jai.